I often wonder how Chairman Ed Markey of the Select Committee on Energy Independence and Global Warming manages to sit through so much denial and keep his cool. Well, here he is at the end of a hearing that happened on December 2nd in Washington, D.C., 2009. And let's hear what he has to say as he wraps up the committee meeting.
Let me put up two charts here. The first chart is just a chart reflecting what Dr. Lubchenco and you, Dr. Holdren, have referred to, which is this dramatic spike which has been created in the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. This seems to be an incontrovertible fact. No one actually denies this. It's measurable. And it correlates almost directly with the industrialization of not only our country, but Europe, and increasingly in China and India, as the amount of CO2 emitted globally has increased. And in fact, in 2009, the trend is that this will be a warmer year than last year was. And so where the spike is going back up again, if all data up until the end of November continues on for the concluding month of this year. So we can see this trend, and it's gone unabated since the rise of the industrial era. Now I'll show you another chart. This is a chart of the number of home run hitters in the in Major League Baseball from 1920 until today. Now the average was 3.3 players. We're averaging over 40 home runs per year from 1920 until the 1990s, which is why Ted Williams and Willie Mays and Babe Ruth were so famous, that they could hit more than 40 home runs. Then all of a sudden, in the 1990s, there was a huge spike in the number of people hitting more than 40 home runs. Now, Major League Baseball said, well, you know, perhaps the players are getting stronger. Others said, well, perhaps the baseballs are juiced. But once a steroid testing program was put in place over the last 3 years, an amazing thing has happened. There was a precipitous drop in the number of 40 home run hitters back to normal levels. An artificial substance injected into players, a huge increase in the number of home runs, but once it was removed, we went back to normal levels again. Now, some people were, of course, arguing that the new normal was people hitting more than 60 home runs and 70 home runs, huh? Well, it turns out that the testing program brought it down dramatically once we dealt with the reality of the science of what was going on in baseball. Well, here we have the same trend, but we have yet to inject the solution, that is the reduction in the amount of CO2 being emitted by the United States, by Europe, and by other parts of the world. That is our challenge. It is incontrovertible. Artificial substance put into man or nature causes big differences. And so these spikes are very, very coincidental, huh? Now, there were deniers in Major League Baseball. They said, oh, no. Steroids has nothing to do with it. And by the way, Major League Baseball wanted to go along with it in the same way that the coal industry, the oil industry, other fossil fuel industries want to go along with the myth that nothing really abnormal is happening. But the consensus of the science in the world, the National Academy of Sciences of every country in the world, is that this spike in CO2 is man-made. And that it is causing dramatic changes in our oceans, to our glaciers, in the Arctic, in the villages of Alaska that see their permafrost melting and their villages falling into the ocean, and droughts being created around the world. And all of this evidence is basically so massive that there's no way to avoid it. And so what the minority has decided to do, what the deniers, what the oil and coal industry want to do, is to use the few emails of a few people who are doubting this science, which is a consensus around the country, as a way of trying to cast doubt, the same way Major League Baseball did, on the undeniable correlation between the injection of these artificial sources into the atmosphere are having on our planet. And so, you know, we can continue this, you know, pretense, and we can use a small number of emails, I suppose, to have a larger debate. But I think that it would be better for us to accept the science, to accept this curve to basically deal with the reality that the minority has no answer for why it has spiked so dramatically, why it's going back up again this year. They sit over here using a couple of emails as a reason why we should stop all efforts to deal with this catastrophic threat to our planet. And so since no alternative theory has been presented, at least baseball said, well, the players are getting stronger. Huh? That was their answer. But everyone who was looking at it was saying, how can they be so much stronger than the players just 5 years ago? Well, that's the same thing that's happening with this CO2 trend. Okay? There is no explanation for it other than that it's man-made. And by the way, you can say, well, it's not that big. Huh? What's the difference? A degree or two. Huh? Well, a kid has a temperature of 98.6 normally. Well, you add a couple of degrees temperature to that child, and they're at 100.6. The doctor says, well, you know, you've been at that new normal for 14 days now, so don't worry about it. Ma'am, your son Joey, he's going to be fine. The new normal is 100.6. Well, who would ever accept that as an answer because there was only a 2-degree change in the child, huh? Well, that's what we've got here for the planet, a 2-degree change in the overall temperature of our planet is just as catastrophic as it would be for a small child who would receive no medical attention because the doctor had concluded, or a small number of doctors would say, the child can live with a new normal of 2 degrees higher. Huh? What parent would ever run that risk of not giving treatment to that child? Huh? And that's what we're talking about here. Yes, there's a normal temperature for the planet, but you add on 2 more degrees, 3 more degrees, it is catastrophic. You know, you get the consensus, as Dr. Holdren is saying, that there is a 6-foot rise in the sea level of our planet. That's not frightening enough for the other side. They want to know why it's not 11 feet anymore. Well, 6 feet has such catastrophic consequences for Alaska, for the Everglades, for Boston, for Cape Cod, for Southern California, that it's almost unimaginable what the changes would have to take place in our country. Okay? So what's the answer? Again, we keep saying, what are you saying is the answer to why this is spiking so dramatically? Where's your evidence? Just by casting doubt with a few emails on a consensus globally and a century-wide study of this subject, I will not yield at this time, is not going to deal with this issue, okay? These scientists are our best people in our country. And they are joined by thousands of others, not only here, but across the world, in their construction of their analysis. There is no alternative theory that the minority is proposing, other than that which we know has been funded by the oil and coal and other industries that want to continue business as usual. Now, we've tried to construct in the Waxman-Markey bill an alternative way in which these issues could be dealt with. And they, of course, don't want to deal with that issue because they would prefer their denial.